Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I'm just so excited about being able to invite some of my friends onto the porch with me to hang out. One of those people is Brett Buckner, author of Dream North Report. Brett, thank you so much for being here. Brett is on two, I think. Okay, we can't hear Brett. Uh-oh, okay, talking to Mike, Brett?
Check one, two. Check one, two.
I don't think we can hear
nope.
Brett. All right, let's see. Can we? We can't hear Brett. Josh is out here taking pictures. We can't hear Brett.
We
Let's
can't.
See.
They don't want to hear me right now.
Okay, do we hear Brett now?
Test one, two.
Can we hear Brett? Y'all can hear Brett?
Can y'all hear me?
All right, we can hear Brett now.
I guess I should look out there, yes.
Right!
Can y'all hear me? There
Yay!
You go.
Yay! All right, Brett.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. And, you know, one of the things that you have been doing is making sure that we are informed about the Metro Blue Line extension
yes.
that's coming. It's more than just a train. When it's completed, this new light rail will build 13 miles of track from Target Field downtown mm-hmm. through North Minneapolis, where I go to church, mm-hmm. Robbinsdale and Crystal, ending in Brooklyn Park.
That's right.
Folks in North Minneapolis have been waiting. They have questions. This is a billion with a B. billion-dollar infrastructure project. And so now right here, we have a 22-page report that is called Dream North. You have put this together. Tell me what this is and why you have pulled this report together.
Well, team effort. Again, shout out to my co-authors, Monika Robbins and Stan Allen. Great. We call ourselves the Dream Team. The whole thing is about sharing our dreams.
Okay.
It's about how can we actually use the light rail, public transportation, to really move people, but to also have a community grow up with it. So in this dream idea, in 22 pages, the community came together, gave 480-plus ideas.
Wow.
And within, get this, and you know Northsiders have a lot to say.
Right.
Within 6 hours, you know, a total activity, they were able to give these ideas.
Yeah.
And said, if this train comes through, this is what we want to see. From everything from better housing to
yeah.
businesses to how the streets worked, everything. And so it's really remaking everything. So Stan and Anika and myself were able to pull this thing together to be able to say to the commissioners and the city council members, this is your opportunity to dream. And again, it's a $3.2 billion project.
Yeah.
$3.2 billion.
With a B?
With a B.
With a B.
That's a lot of Bs and that's
yeah.
a lot of money.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is figure out how we can actually grow up with this whole community called Minnesota. and actually have North Minneapolis be a part of this growth as well.
Okay, now you are a third generation Northsider.
Yes, I am.
And the one thing that I, hey, Glenn Flatterbow, how you doing? That's my friend over there. Good to see you, buddy. And Glenn, I just want to let you know, Glenn does auctioneering,
yes,
at events and galas and fundraisers, and so we've had an opportunity to work together, and he won't say this, but I know that I'm the best MC that he has ever worked with. He can't say that out loud because Jason DeRusha will get real jealous.
That's true.
So so it's okay. I'll say it for you. It's okay.
I saw him at Action at NAS.
Was he amazing?
Oh, he was amazing.
Was he amazing?
And they raised a lot of money,
yeah,
too.
Frazier, I'll be working with him again at Frazier in November, so it's so good to see you. That's the good thing about Minnesota Great Get Together. We just all hang out. Folks walk by and wave. We get to say hey, like we really sitting on the porch, because we are really sitting on the porch. I love you. Tell your sister I say hey. All right, see you later. Okay, now,
yes,
the one thing that I don't like or appreciate is when people from outside of the community come in and tell us what to do,
yeah,
or tell us what we need.
Yeah.
You are a third generation Northsider, so you and your family have seen how the Northside has gotten passed over and passed by when these multi-billion dollar projects, mm-hmm, are there and available to benefit our community, and we don't see any of it.
Yes.
You've seen that. You've seen us get forgotten, cheated, and destroyed by public work projects in the past. Now you are coming to the community, telling us, helping us to understand and listen, and making sure that people hear what we want. Do you find that a lot of people in our community have trust issues?
Yes. Short answer would be yes, but longer answer is it's so often, and it's so telling at times, where our communities are told what it needs as opposed,
yeah,
to what we really want and what we really need to be successful to be a part of this thing called Minnesota. So this grand opportunity with the light rail to remake our community, I mean, literally, we're changing the streetscapes of Broadway. We're actually changing how people can actually get back and forth. 20,000 Northsiders, close to 20,000 Northsiders, actually use public transportation on a regular basis. So to have this, and it's not a luxury thing. We have to do this not only to move people efficiently and effectively, but from a climate issue. You know, we got to take cars off the street. We got to keep people moving and keep it moving in climate weather and in good times and bad.
Right.
So this gives us another tune, and it also connects, and it creates a new region, all the way, as you talked about, from Brooklyn Park all the way up to the new Target North Center, as,
yeah,
they call it, all the way down to Twin Station. So it's another way that we can actually engage, where Northsiders now can be bigger Twins fans.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you can actually have Northsiders going to North Hennepin College.
Yeah.
Or you can have kids from Brooklyn Park to work in the new, as we're developing the new manufacturing campus just,
yeah,
off the river. So it's all these things that we can actually put together, and it's based on the things that we're all doing collectively. This is a federal project. Again, that's the federal government that's coming together, but it's the state of Minnesota and Hennepin County that's saying, it's time to connect close to about 400,000 individuals,
wow,
across the board. So this is our chance to really grow up at this point in time.
Okay, now we have this Dream North document,
mm-hmm,
with the voices and hopes and dreams of the community. What are we going to actually do with it? How will it be a part of what happens with this new Metro Blue Line expansion that,
yeah,
they're planning?
So right now they're going through a process called municipal consent.
Okay.
So every city along the line, Crystal, Robbinsdale, Brooklyn Park, and Minneapolis, along with Hennepin County and Met Council, have a say to say, you know, change this, change that. We need to, that may not work for us.
Okay.
What the report's been doing is informing each one of those commissioners at the Hennepin County level, city council members at the Met Council,
yeah,
and the city of Minneapolis. And it is actually also informing our friends in Robbinsdale and Crystal, who, I won't lie, got a little jealous when they saw this report saying, oh, wait a minute, you can do that too? Oh, we can dream too? I was like, yes, you can dream too. You have a chance. But it's been informing the council members, specifically in Minneapolis, about some key issues, displacement issues. How do we mitigate that or eliminate it as much as possible? Making people whole as we're trying to build this thing out. As we've seen across with with any public works project, when streets get blocked off, businesses aren't accessible.
Right.
So how do we make adjustments on those type of things?
Yeah.
So that's what this whole process was about in these 22 pages. It's to think about this, you know, maybe checking with us on that, but it came from the community. It's not the technical heads, it's not the bookworms and all that kind of stuff. It's people saying this is what they need to be successful in this society.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Okay, now, we have been talking about this Dream North report, and I know a lot of people will want to go and see it themselves, read it, print it out, get a copy of it. Where can people go online to check it out?
If you go to yourblueline.org, yourblueline.org, it's part of, that's the Hennepin County side of the ledger.
Yeah.
It's connected on the front page now.
Okay.
We were able to get that back up and running.
Okay.
And it's, again, it's a beautiful, I mean, Anika Roberts did an amazing job laying this thing out, putting this piece together. Stan Allen put his little word magic on it.
Right.
I just happened to be there. You know, I won't lie to you. My job is to play. I get to orchestrate, but that's about the most. But the talent, you know, that's pulled together, again, backed by Hennepin County Metropolitan Transit and the county. And we're really just proud at the collective work of so many Northsiders to say it's our time to make this thing happen.
Yeah, and I appreciate your work and making sure we don't get passed over.
No.
I appreciate because I understand and know that you're getting it from both sides.
Oh.
You're fighting two fights.
Ooh.
You're trying to inform our community and make sure there's no trust issues and make sure that we understand what's happening. Plus, you got to turn around and go to the powers that be to fight to make sure that we're not forgotten about. So I don't think people understand that you have two fights that you're fighting right now.
I feel like Joe Biden at times. I got double haters. I ain't gonna lie to you. They come at it from both sides. We don't want to train. No, we want to train. I was like, look, y'all. Look, all y'all need to talk somewhere and just go somewhere and we'll endorse somebody else. How about that?
So, well, I appreciate the work because I have to tell you, if I was you, I would have gave up a long time ago. But you have been in the fight, and when it's all said and done, I just want to make sure you know we appreciate you.
Well, no, and every time that you allow us to amplify that voice, because you've been steadfast and leading the charge. This is what it's about.
Yeah.
Having friends like you to be able to say, hey, we need to hear about this, and this is what's going to happen. And oh yeah, by the way, congratulations on your award this week. What was that? The national.
Hey.
At the University of Minnesota.
Yes. I mean, you know, I wasn't going to talk about it, but since you brought it up.
No. We're going to give her a hand clap on that, y'all. Give her a hand clap on that. Shaletta doing some big things. She talking about Sweet Martha. You better talk about Sweet Shaletta. Here we go.
Brett Buckner, everybody. Give him a round of applause. Hanging out with us at the Great Minnesota Get Together.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.